Welcome to the Benchmark Weekly Banking Law Review. On Friday, the 20th of May, 2022, Australian Securities and Investments Commission v. RI Advice Group Proprietary Limited, Federal Court of Australia. Corporations. Respondent holds financial services license. Respondent targeted in cybersecurity attacks. Whether respondent contravened subsection 912A, paragraph 1, part A and part H of Corporations Act 2001, Commonwealth. Inadequate cybersecurity risk management. Agreed statement of facts. Whether declarations and orders appropriate. Defendant ordered to pay ASIC's costs. Australian Securities and Investments Commission v. Rent-to-Own Cars Australia Proprietary Limited, Federal Court of Australia. Banking. Consideration of pecuniary penalties. Contravention of subsection 17, part 4, subsection 17, part 5, subsection 23, part 1, and subsection 32, part A of National Credit Code. Contraventions of subsection 12DB, part 1, paragraph A, and subsection 12DB, paragraph 1, part G, of the ASIC Act 2001, Commonwealth. Second and third respondents pay $138,000 and $90,000 respectively. Imposed injunctions. Dobby v. Minister for Finance, Federal Court of Australia. Banking. Finance. Application for judicial review of decision to refuse to authorise act of grace payment pursuant to section 65, subsection 1 of the Public Governance, Performance and Accountability Act 2013, Commonwealth. No legal error identified. Application dismissed. Twig v. Twig. New South Wales Court of Appeal. Corporations. Trusts. Constructive trusts, trusts and trustees, fiduciary duties, son dishonestly sold family business, withheld information from mother and guardian of trusts, disposing of sale proceeds and excluding guardian from decision-making process, conscious active concealment, appeal dismissed. Volkswagen Financial Services Australia Proprietary Limited v. Atlas CTL Proprietary Limited, receivers and managers appointed, in liquidation. New South Wales Supreme Court. Voluntary administration / liquidation. Application for approval or remuneration. Equitable lien. Universal principle that liquidator is entitled to recover expenses related to realization of assets in priority to interest of a secured creditor in the same assets. Remuneration should be approved.
Thank you for listening.